Could I encourage you to, if you've got access to a computer or a tablet, go onto Google and type in Lisburn Old Courthouse and do an image search. There used to be a beautiful courthouse that sat on the site of this present monstrosity. That old courthouse had beautiful Corinthian columns at the front. It was a beautiful, stately building. It was knocked down before I was born in 1971, and there was great public outcry about it at the time, and understandably so. It was one of the most ornate buildings in the old town of Lisburn, and in 1980 they erected this thing. I was looking it up and reading about it, and it's actually known as brutalist architecture, very popular in the late 60s and 70s. And it really focused on minimalism, and they didn't want anything ornate or anything fancy, just bog standard, bland, no trappings, nothing nice. And there it is. Somebody once said, a local councillor said, it was the ugliest building in the city. I think certainly it would win no prizes for being a nice architecture type building. Don't know if you heard that, some type of car, a V8 must have gone past, made a bit of noise. But what an ugly building this is, going on a bit of a rant here. But listen, let me ask you a question. If you were in court for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Let's say, for example, somebody who wasn't a Christian had access to the Word of God, and you were trailed before the courts, before the magistrate, the judge, and the jury. And the Word of God was brought in, and you were in court for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? The Word of God's brought out, your friends, your family, your neighbours brought out, and the Word of God is opened, and they say, well, this is what a Christian is. And then your neighbours, your workmates, your colleagues are asked, well, if the Bible says this is what a Christian is, and you're in the dock and they're asked to give evidence, would there be enough evidence to really convict you for being a Christian? Some people might say, well, he says he's a Christian. But that doesn't maybe mean all that much, because you could say you're anything. But whenever your life is examined in the light of Scripture, would there be enough evidence to convict you for being a Christian? Have you repented of your sin? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you living for him? You know, one of the salient features of Christianity is seen in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2. Whenever there's a great revival on the day of Pentecost, and this really sets the foundation for the character of a Christian or the New Testament church. Listen to these words, Acts 2 verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word. You see, a Christian is a person who is happy to accept the Bible as being the Word of God, happy to accept the message of the gospel that the Son of God died on a cross, shed his blood, was buried, and rose again. They received gladly the Word of God, and then they were baptized, publicly identifying themselves with Jesus Christ. Baptism is a symbol of dying to the old man, to the old nature, to the old life, and rising up again in newness of life. And then it says in verse number 42, and they continued steadfastly. You see, a Christian is a person who has received the Word of God, who is publicly identified with the Saviour that the world hates, and then continues steadfastly. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So they're interested in the Word of God and the teaching of the Bible, learning about the Word of God, meeting together around the Word of God, studying the Word of God. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, meeting with other Christians, joining with other believers. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread, remembering the Lord's death, sitting at the Lord's table, and in prayers. Paul says, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, all things are become new. Have you been made a new creature? Has your life been changed by the grace of God? Paul says a Christian is a person who has Christ in them, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ spoke about being born again. Peter said, "Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." If you were dragged into the courthouse, the word of God is opened. And the questions are asked, has this person repented? Have they believed? Are they continuing steadfastly in doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers? Have they been baptized? Are they walking with God? Are they living a holy life? Has their life been changed? Do they love Jesus Christ above all other things? And do they love their neighbours themselves? I wonder, would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Because someday we're going to stand in a greater court, the judgment bar of God. And the books will be opened and will be judged out of the things that are written in God's book. Make sure that you're saved and that you're really a Christian. Thank you for listening.